B-Pod Studios.
You know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
And a good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday.
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:41. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Look at
sun.
Already looking gorgeous out there. It's going to be sunny to partly cloudy day, but a high of 66.
We're heading into that nice stretch where the days are getting longer and the mornings are brighter. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, nice.
Enjoy.
We've been waiting for this, I tell you that. Hey, some fun stuff going on today. National Limerick Day.
Oh,
how about
well,
that?
Well.
National Limerick Day. We'll have to go to Nantucket.
Oh, you know what? Really? What are you, 12?
Sometimes. Sometimes I am. One of your favorites of all time is having a birthday today.
Yeah?
Mr. BB. Not Bob Bronson. No.
Brian Bell.
Not Brian Bell. No, your other favorite BB.
Burt Bacharach.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. He is a very, very talented songwriter.
Yeah. There's no raindrops falling on his head today.
Nope. What the world needs now
is less Burt Bacharach.
Oh, not true. Love Burt.
And on this date.
Yes.
In 1984, would you like to know what was number one?
Yeah.
Well, say hello to my little friend.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is it me?
That's your boy Lionel right there. Hello. Number one, 1984.
Number one in 1984.
Good day, right?
Look at that.
It's got a lot going on today. We're going to celebrate Billy Joel today. He's our 80s artist of the day. Going to give you seven shots of $500.
Nice.
Pretty good, right?
Yep.
We'll start at 8 o'clock and we'll do it on the even hours all day.
It's working out. It's all working out,
pretty
Bob Bronson.
Hey. You know what? Lionel says,
hello.
So do I.
I gotta go get my Lionel Richie album. Where
is it? You don't have to do that.
Start your work day with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 5:58 on a beautiful Wednesday in Boston. Let's see what else is happening. Here's LBF with all the news you need and more.
It's 46. Yeah, good morning. It's 46 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by the Jimmy Fund. The state confirmed zero new coronavirus-related deaths yesterday for the first time since 2020. The state also announced yesterday that more than 3 million people are fully vaccinated. President Biden is praising Governor Charlie Baker for the state's vaccination efforts. Baker says 74% of the state's adult population has received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Meanwhile, Boston Children's Hospital has begun vaccinating young people between the ages of 12 and 15. The hospital yesterday announced it was now taking appointments for all people 12 years old and over. The governor of Florida is declaring a state of emergency because of a ransomware attack on the pipeline that stretches across the eastern United States. Florida's gas supplies were largely unaffected by the outage, but panic buying has been causing local shortages. And Six Flags Frontier City is banning a woman after security says her shorts were too short. Bailey Breedlove was told she needed to buy new shorts. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bailey
I don't name
Breedlove?
Them.
Wow.
Bailey Breedlove was told she needed to buy new shorts from the park because hers were inappropriate. The situation escalated when she ignored the officer.
How short were Bailey Breedlove's
shorts? I think really short. And if somebody says something to you, they're too short. The situation escalated when she ignored the officer for body shaming her. She was escorted out of the park, and Breedlove has been banned from returning for 5 years.
Aw, jeez.
In sports, the A's beat the Sox 3-2 in Boston.
Breedlove.
Poor Bailey Breedlove. Meet again tonight.
Yes.
The Celtics lost to the Heat 129-121, and the Bruins lost to the Capitals 2-1. Weather today, sunny to partly cloudy and a high of 66.
Celtics could not take the Heat again.
Again.
Oh, boy. It's not looking good. Not looking good. Here's one unhappy customer here, Brian Bell, about that.
Yeah, I'm not too happy.
Yeah.
No
Jaylen
Brown.
No, it's not good.
His wrist work.
Hey, we have hockey, though. We have the hockey.
Bruins are hot.
Yes.
Okay.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Hey, it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local store. That's a good way to go. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. You don't have to get out of your car at O'Reilly.
Nice.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Okay, LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
Okay, Google just revealed the questions people have searched for the most in the past 15 years, and you won't believe number one.
It's so stupid.
You just won't.
It's so stupid. But you need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian, what do you have?
Another cool thing that I enjoy that's come out of COVID stuff.
Yeah.
A good thing.
Okay.
Wow. Silver lining.
Yeah. That's me.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who puts a shine on that show? Ryan Bell. This is weird. You ever heard of foreign language syndrome?
Yes.
Sudden onset foreign language syndrome. It's happened again, and it hasn't happened many times, but it happened to an Australian woman. Wait to hear her new accent.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Google just revealed the questions people have searched for the most in the past 15 years, and I can't believe number one is, but let's give you the top five, shall we? This one's legit. How many ounces in a cup? 16, by the way. Where am I?
Where am I?
Okay. I mean, all right. How to kiss. Okay, that's an interesting one. How to tie a tie. We've done that. A bow tie. Because you get, like, Google it.
I don't
it
care how
YouTube.
Many times I've seen how to tie a bow tie. It ain't
it's
happening.
So hard to do.
No. I know how to clip one on.
Yep, good job.
Yep.
And then finally.
Number one.
What time is it?
It's 6:21.
If you're Googling that.
You're on a computer.
If you have your phone and Googling it, your phone tells you what time it is. And if you're on a computer, the computer tells you what
I'll
time
I'll ask Alexa, though, once in a while. Just if I don't have a watch or anything.
Just randomly ask?
Well, if I'm doing something that would require me knowing the time.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And you don't have your watch on. Right. I understand.
I don't know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking nothing.
I'm thinking chores.
Chores. Exactly. Mowing the lawn.
I didn't know how much time I've got to.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, Brian, what do you got?
All right. Well, one of the cool things that come out of the COVID and quarantine and everything that I love, we did it last summer. We're going to do it again this summer. Drive-in movies.
Oh, I thought you were going camping.
We'll see.
Okay.
But the drive-in, we go to the one down in Marshfield, and it's opened back up at the Marshfield Fairgrounds. There's also the Mendon Drive-In, which is fun. Mm. But they're already selling tickets, and they're already open. This weekend, they're playing Spiral, which is the Chris Rock kind of horror movie from the Book of Saw.
Okay.
And then the next horror movie they're going to be doing is Quiet Place 2. Mm.
Okay.
So, you know.
So who do you take?
Good. I'm not taking my kids to that
one. Yeah, no.
But last year they played a bunch of the classic movies. They're going to be playing Jaws again. They're going to be playing all
these great
old movies.
And now
they
don't have those crappy old speakers. You just put on an FM, right?
You can rent a radio. You can play it through the car.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
That is great.
And I just look up the drive-in near you because it's a great time.
It's
so much fun.
Never been to
You have a great driving car, a little convertible.
Yeah. I know, never been.
Huh?
It's always too late. I always fall
asleep. Yeah. Yeah, I know. What a fun date.
I know, right?
There she is. Sleeping beauty again.
Yep. Let's role play.
Okay, no. Can't go there. Hey, this is really weird. An Australian woman. Yes, she claims she woke up from tonsil surgery sporting an Irish accent. It's called foreign accent syndrome. It's only happened 100 times in the past 100 years.
Whoa.
Okay, here it is. Here's what she sounds like.
I woke up with an Irish accent, and I've never been to Ireland before. And I went to the hospital, and they couldn't provide any answers. At this stage, I don't think it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dairy girl.
She's Australian.
Yeah.
Usually it results from a coma, a traumatic brain injury, a stroke. But that was dental surgery.
Tonsil,
rather.
Uh-oh.
But she was out, so there you go. Well, now, what would you like to come back with if you ever had an accent?
Oh, like a highfalutin British accent.
Oh, is that
not
right?
Like a Cockney accent.
Oh,
like
how would that
like
sound?
Like the Queen.
Yeah, how would that sound?
Or like Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
My Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would love to have a British accent so I could sound very serious,
all the time.
That's pretty good. Yeah, come back. Someone at Bunker again, please. Brian, what would you come back with?
It'd be fun just to kind of come back as like one of those old-timey guys.
Yeah.
You know, old-timey. Say, Doc, you did a great job on my surgery. It's the bee's knees. I'm feeling great. Top of the morning. Tell that little dish and nurse to come in there. And
nice game.
With a nice game.
Great game.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I was going to come back with an Italian accent.
I don't know. I like the old-timey one.
I know. I'd be like, hello, it's Roberto. What are you doing? Now I want to remove your shoes.
Oh, yeah. Roberto, I'm going to come back as a sound as...
I'll come back as a shoe salesman.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good idea.
I remove your shoes. No, I don't remember. They have nice Italian shoes.
Yes, they do.
Should we stop?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Any way you want, that's the way you
need it. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 628. Going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny and 66 for Wednesday. And that's today.
That's today.
That's today. You know, I always, when I hear radio meteorologists say, it's going to be 66 for your Wednesday. Like I said, it's not your Wednesday.
It's our Wednesday.
It's our Wednesday.
Share the Wednesday.
Just share the Wednesday. Down to 47 tonight. Tomorrow, Thursday, your Thursday.
Our Thursday.
Nice. It's the pick of the week. 70 degrees and sunny.
Cool.
Right now, I got 47 degrees. We have a gentleman calling LBF. He says he wants to correct you about... how many ounces are in a cup? I think you just did a story about it, right?
I did.
Okay. Hey, what? Hey, I wasn't listening. Hey, what's up?
As LBF to Google this one, how many ounces in a cup?
How many ounces in a cup?
I don't know.
He just said 16.
Eight?
No. There you go. Bingo.
Whoops.
Oh, you guys have a good day.
Yeah. Okay. Thank God there's Google.
Hey, LBF, what time is it? Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey,
ROR, good morning.
Oh, God.
Good morning, yeah. LBF. I just wanted to call and give you a little correction.
Yeah, okay, let's hear it.
There's only 8 ounces in a cup.
All right, I'm sorry. I know. Now I'm finding out. I mean...
Well, you said it with such conviction. I said, geez, she always says she doesn't cook. And I'm like...
Can you tell why?
I'm like, no.
Well, Dave, it just required a cup.
I know. It's a little moist. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no. Like, this recipe's not coming out right. I don't know why.
I don't know what's happening. But you know what? You'd love my pours of tequila.
We're going broke, but, you're happy.
You can work the bar with that measurement system anytime.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
LBF,
stand corrected,
I stand corrected.
Stand up.
All right.
All right, she's standing up.
Have a great day.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, 16 and a pint.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking pints.
And how many is a gallon? You got gallon.
I don't know. off the top of my head.
Okay. Half a gallon's 32.
Okay, so 48. No. No, 64.
Yep.
Listen, to my defense, yes. I don't do it. I mean, I cook, but I cook. I don't bake as much. And when I do bake, I've been watching the British baking show.
Oh, right.
And so I bought a scale, and it does it in British.
Yeah. British. Grams.
Yeah, metrics.
British. Metrics.
I bake in British.
Oh, that's really good. I mean, the British accent, too.
Yes.
Look what
you know what? I never told anybody that I was smart. No. I just want to let everyone know that I never sold myself as that person.
No, don't sell yourself short. You're smart.
And measurements, you know, there's the old joke about why are women bad with measurements?
Why is that?
I can't tell you that.
Are you sure?
You can't tell that one.
I'll tell you out the air.
Okay. I guess we should go over a break. All right, coming up, dirty laundry. Can you do that?
I can do that.
Okay.
Oh, we got to tell Matt Damon on the Bennifer
Is he happy or not?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, we'll find out in 10.
I need a rest.
Okay.
Mental health
day. Yeah, take a break. No, man, I want one. Brian, how are the roads?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That, of course, the Cars first big hit. Just what I needed. Just what you need. Some dirty laundry now. Here's LBF at 644.
What did Matt Damon have to say about the possible reuniting of Jen and Ben Bennifer? We're going to get to that in 1 second. But before I do, we're going to do a little old person report. First, Betty White. She's fine. Don't worry, everybody.
Yeah.
She survived the pandemic, staying busy. She turned 99 back in January. She says she's been keeping herself busy at home, reading, watching TV, doing crossword puzzles. She's been lonely because she misses interacting with her friends, but she's making it work.
Well, so I think that's great. And you...
I'm on my way.
You're on your track to 99 as well.
I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
I do some crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
I read.
There it is.
I don't miss interacting with friends. No, I'm kidding. I do. I miss everybody.
You got 99, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, let's hope. Right. Hey, who got 106? Norman Lloyd. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about him for a minute. Might not know, you would know his face, but he was 106 years old and he died 2 days ago in his sleep in LA. He is like the history of Hollywood. He started in the 20s. He worked with everybody from Charlie Chaplin to Orson Welles to Alfred Hitchcock to Judd Apatow and Amy Schumer. He was in Dead Poets Society. He played a Dr. Auschlander on St. Elsewhere.
He was always that smart, bald guy.
Smart, bald guy who had some sage advice. Like In Her Shoes with Cameron Diaz. If you watched that movie, it was the blind guy that she read to. Mm-hmm. In Trainwreck, he was the guy who was in the nursing home with her dad. And he was mad that Judd Apatow did not put him in any hot scenes.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? Okay. His 106th birthday was on YouTube. They did a celebration for him. Wow. Sharp as a tack.
106.
You know, he worked until he was 100.
I mean, I think I heard if you make it to 90, you just keep going and going.
Until you don't.
Well, yeah, eventually you don't.
But, anyway, you know, I'm sad because he was just always the oldest actor in Hollywood.
Now, great. Norman Lloyd. I never knew his name, but you knew his face.
Yes, you did. Okay. Well, anyway, rest in peace. Okay. Not resting in peace, but I don't know, coming back from the dead, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck reunited. But what does Ben Affleck's BFF have to say about the possibility of this? Well, Matt Damon was on the Today Show yesterday, and they asked, because that's their job, and this is what he had to say.
There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that.
All right, let him off the hook.
It's true. I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome. You've heard it here.
Did you hear what A-Rod said?
He said, go Yankees.
Go Yankees. Yeah. That was him.
That's what people say.
That was his quick comeback.
To what?
To when asked about
Ben Affleck. Go Yankees.
Okay.
Well, it's not horrible. It's just not what we like to hear ever.
No.
Right? And never. We don't like A-Rod. Let's all just agree to that. I wonder how Ben and Jen are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking yesterday.
Well, how A-Rod's doing.
Because I heard, you guys, I heard the song "After All" by Pete Cetera and Cher. No, remember that song?
No.
And this, I was listening to the
words. Where do you run across these?
Just, you know. And so,
how does that song go?
After all the stops and starts, we keep coming back to these two hearts, two angels who have been rescued from above. It's about being reunited. Mm. And I kept thinking about Ben and Jen, and if they got back together, that would be their wedding song. I actually wasted some time.
You did. This. Oh, man.
And then I was all of a sudden, like, really happy for them instead of, like, cynical.
Yeah, look at us.
So if anybody wants to hear that song, I'll put it up.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have the number one song on this day in 1984.
What's that?
Say Hello. Hello to Lionel Richie.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Good video.
Yeah.
Is it me you're looking for?
They could play that.
They could.
Okay, you done?
Oh, yeah.
Put a bow on that one.
I think that I am.
I think you're done. Put a bow on it. Put it in a truck and send it to the Hall of Fame. That was some good stuff. 649.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's 7:18. Yes, it's gorgeous today. Sunny and 66. We'll take it. 49. right now in Boston. And a survey came out, the most embarrassing things that can happen on a date. Yeah, I was surprised at number one, because number 10 should have been number one.
I know, but I don't
And number one should be number 10. So I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Which one of these you think is number one? Passing gas.
Gross, Bob.
And they notice. Or awkward silences.
Well, you can really break the awkward silence if you pass gas.
Yes!
So I'm not sure.
No, it's awkward silences. Number one. That's kind of weird. Did I tell you a story of a buddy of mine? He had a first date a while ago. And he asked me, of all people, and I was flattered. Because he knows I'm a very honest, good judge of character.
Okay.
Right?
You betcha. You go with that. That's your story. Stick to it.
What do you mean
by
that?
Nothing.
I think I'm a good judge of character.
Yes, you are.
So he says to me, hey, Bob, what do you think of this? Am I a jerk? I had a date with this woman Saturday night. So we thought we'd just do something different. Instead of having that, you know, wine and chit chat and maybe a little cheese, you know, awkward silence and all
right.
that. Take her to a movie. There was a movie that they both wanted to see in their conversation. It's not usually dumb, let's go to a movie.
Okay.
So they agreed to do that. So at the concession stand, he said, would you like anything? You know, thinking she might like a, you know, Raisinets.
$100 thing of popcorn?
Yeah.
That's what it costs.
That'd be fine. They could split it.
Yeah, sure.
Raisinets, snow caps.
Yeah, all the good things.
No. She ordered this.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is what I truly like
hot
to
dog.
Be.
She ordered a hot dog loaded. Okay?
Yeah.
All the fixings.
Outside the box.
And fries.
And fries.
It was a box meal, speaking of the box. So he got some snow caps.
Okay.
And he couldn't get over it. Sitting next to him on their first date, she's, as you like to say,
horking down a hot dog.
Yes.
And
all
fries.
Onions and mustardy and relishy.
The way it should be.
And fries and offering. Would you like one? I'm good. And you know what? He never saw her again. It was that turned him off so much that a first date was a hot dog.
I don't understand that. I would be like, wow, that is a woman to love, because she's like, I'm hungry. I'm hungry, and I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
And I might not get dinner.
You're
so,
not taking me out to dinner.
Right.
I'm
getting a hot dog, and I'm getting some fries.
Brian, would it affect you at all?
I think the setting would matter. Like if you're at a ball game. Great.
You want to
Perfect.
See it.
Right. Perfect. A movie, it's a little weird.
I thought it was weird.
It would be weirder if you were at a really nice restaurant.
Yeah,
you ordered, like a hot dog.
Right.
Listen, what a better place.
Do you want
to
have a pre-morning court?
Yeah, right. I do.
Because the trial ended. Trust me. It's over.
It's over. They never saw each other again.
Was he a jerk to never see her again based solely on the ordering of a hot dog at a movie?
Is ordering a hot dog at a movie theater a really weird, gross thing to do to people? Because I don't think so, but I could be
888.
Wrong.
No.
Was there chili on it?
It was loaded. That's all he told me.
That's the place to eat it. Yeah, you're in the dark movie theater. You're not going to see if it's all over your face. Just fork it down and call it a day.
The smell, too.
What a
it just kind of lingered. All right. 888-410-1057. Was my friend a jerk? Or is he just living as his true self?
Standing in his truth.
Standing in his truth.
The snow caps.
With the snow
alone.
Caps. Yes. 888-410-1057. Free try.
Okay.
Is he a jerk? Let's find out. Oh, what a night. And they never had another one. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, I just threw it out there because my friend told me a story, and he wanted to know if he was a jerk. Of course I'm not going to tell him he's a jerk.
Yeah, really? I tell them my friends that all
really?
The time.
Well, if it didn't work out, maybe the chemistry wasn't there.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah. She ordered a hot dog on the first date. That's fine. In a movie theater. I'm more of a snow cap raising that guy myself.
Oh, okay. Dainty. You like your women dainty.
All right. Lori, is my friend a jerk? You can say it.
Yes.
All right.
100%.
Why?
Because I think that it's pretty shallow to judge anybody, a woman or a man, based on what they order on a first date. Mm. So I went on my first date. I ordered raw oysters and octopus. And he's now my husband. He's been the best husband ever. And he hates that food. He said he was so gross watching me eat the raw oysters.
Nobody doesn't want their date to order oysters.
Okay, don't be gross.
Well, come on.
Just don't be gross, Bob.
Fun.
It was a little bit more expensive than the hot dog, but who cares? I mean, she probably had an excellent personality.
Right?
Who cares?
Yeah. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Right.
Never know.
You know?
Only thing we know is how she likes her hot dogs, and that was it.
Exactly. Okay. You know, I don't know. That could be a good thing, too. So. Right.
Well, congrats, Lori. I'm glad that things worked out for you. It started with oysters. It can't go wrong. Okay.
Sounds lighting up.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you, Laura. All right. More calls. ROR. Hey. Hi. Is my friend a jerk?
You know, I say I'm good for her because, like, I think as a woman, it's so hard, like, especially on a first date, where, you know, it's like, if I order this or if I do this, the guy's going to think I'm weird. Like, there's so much pressure on both sides, but I think more on a woman.
So is he a jerk?
To, like, have a perfect first date. So I think that, like, well, personally, it's a little weird for me. I don't know that I'd get a hot dog. I mean, good for her for ordering what she felt like she wanted and doing it. And I think it's kind of like, I think he was too quick to judge.
Yeah. Too quick to judge. There's the verdict. Too quick to judge. Thank you. Have a great day. ROR, Joan, what do you think? Is my friend a jerk?
Well, I think listening to you all talk, I feel like I'm watching a Seinfeld episode.
Right.
You know, if he chooses not to see her because he didn't care for her, that's one thing. But to never see her again just because she ate a hot dog at the movies is pretty shallow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
you know. Yeah, it's like a Seinfeld episode. Absolute Seinfeld.
Have a good day.
But it really happened, trust me. ROR, good morning. Is my friend a jerk?
Total jerk. Total jerk.
Yeah, you'd have no problem.
We're all guilty of it, but man, that's really bad.
All right, he's a jerk. Thank you. Okay, Kurt, what do you say?
I'd say that's not really movie theater food. You don't order a hot dog. Like, you know, that's like the equivalent of going to a restaurant and a girl ordering lobster.
What do you mean? I just did that this weekend. That's true.
All right, ROR, good morning. Is my friend a jerk?
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Yeah. Yep.
Not me. That wasn't me.
She comes out ready to go out to eat. Yeah. She's hungry, figuring she's going out to eat, and he fails to recognize she's hungry, and then he has the nerve to judge her.
Look at that. There it is. All righty. Thank you. There you go. ROR, good morning. What do you say?
Hi, good morning. I think if she left a big mess and didn't clean up after herself, I would say, yeah, no. I would agree, you know?
I don't think you mean about the hot dog? I don't think she made a mess.
Yeah. If she ate it and then left a huge mess behind and didn't clean up after herself, or...
Yeah, she's like an animal.
Oh, she's like an animal, just snarfing.
Exactly.
She was like...
burping. Hot dog burps are the worst. I hope that didn't happen.
Right.
Am I right, though, or am I right?
Snowcat burps aren't anything to write home about.
Snowcat burps. Okay, thank you. Bye. Well, anyway, I think we rest our case. Anyway, they never saw each other again. The question is, am I a jerk?
And he is.
There's that.
I think it's clear now.
That's the deal with that hot dog.
Yeah, no kidding, right, Seinfeld? Okay.
Oh, my God.
That was the pre-trial hearing for my old buddy there, who, by the way, if all's well and ends well, he's married, found a lovely lady, and
who eats dainty little things with her dainty little fingers, and she's allowed to sound the sound.
You know what? She I met his new wife, and she says that she's Spanish, and she grew up because mommy said, make sure you always leave food for daddy. So.
Oh, God, your friends are the worst.
I mean,
your friends are the worst.
That's what she said.
Stop talking.
That's what she said.
I beg of you. I beg
of you. Sure. She never has the last bite.
I'm trying to save you.
She never eats the last bite, she says, for dad.
Oh,
she has a lot of friends who are really hungry.
Oh, my God.
All right. Morning Court is coming up. We're going to talk to Ben. Oh, boy. Ben's got a problem.
Does he?
He's got problems. How do I tell my new boss that his new hire is too hot to manage?
Oh, my God.
That's coming up next in Morning Court. We'll
this
talk to Ben. He's rolling. We are rolling. Okay. Brian, how are the roads this morning?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Remember, if you have a case you want to submit, go to WROR.com/court, and maybe we can get everybody to help you out with whatever your situation is. This morning, we have Ben on the phone. Good morning, Ben.
Morning.
So your email says that you are a new boss, and there's a new employee that you're struggling with for a very peculiar reason. Mm-hmm. Let's hear about it.
So I need some advice of how I can tell my boss that the new hire is too attractive for me to manage.
Okay, wait a minute.
Is the new hire a of the female variety?
Yes, she is.
Okay, and she's too hot to manage? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so I've been married for a few years now, and happily, I love my wife, but I just cannot concentrate when the new hire's around. Like, I get nervous and sweaty and lose my train of thought.
Wow.
Something comes over me. I just don't know what.
Sounds like a terrible problem.
Don't ask what she looks like, Bob.
I'm not going to ask what she looks like. I think I get it.
Okay.
But for, you know, for Ben here, she's too much.
Too much.
Whatever it is. So is that what you're calling about? That she is too attractive to manage?
Yeah. And, like, she knows nothing. She's fresh out of college. She just got hired. Yeah. And when she's around me, I just turn into this total goofball. And But she doesn't know any better, you know? She doesn't know that's
you're
not
normal.
Me. Yeah. That's not normal.
Okay. So you're new to management, right? So you just got a promotion, you said. So you're concerned with that aspect of it, that you're supposed to be the manager here, regardless of their appearance.
Yeah,
right?
And, like, I don't want to blow that, but I don't know if there's a respectful, right way to tell my boss that I don't know if I can manage this girl.
Wow.
There's got to be a way for you to make your thoughts go to the negative. Well, not the negative, but to some way to
not like her.
Push those thoughts out of your head.
Can he, though?
I hope so.
He says he has like a goofball teenager around her.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I mean, maybe I'm sure that this has happened to men around me. Mm. And
why are we laughing? We're not laughing. No.
No, but there's, I mean, with the risk of, like, acting like a goofball in front of her and losing your sort of, you know, respect for you, or your boss losing respect for you.
Yeah, how do you go? You can't go to your boss. Can you go to your boss?
Can you go? Like, I really don't feel comfortable. Maybe you could have somebody manage her. Maybe you could make up a different reason.
Yeah, and it probably makes it more difficult that your boss is a female, because it's, you know, you can't, I'm sorry, right? You can't just, if it's a female boss that you have.
Well, so with a guy, you'd be like, hey, what's
well,
up?
Well, a guy,
you'd
be like, hey,
well, then, oh, my God,
you see
you
what
guys.
I'm saying, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying.
You know, you are saying this stuff out loud.
Yes, we are. But with a female boss, you
actually know that what you shouldn't be doing.
Yes.
Right.
Or saying.
Yes, right.
So that's what makes it hard.
Well,
Ben,
we have a conundrum.
We do. So, Ben, the good news is you don't have to just rely on us for your answers. So, there's a whole vast audience of listeners who maybe have some good advice for you, because it's not fair to your new hire that you know, she can't be managed.
No. But he's also young, and he has to figure out a way to, like, manage this. Because
right. You're
going to end up in jail.
Because he's got a wife who's going to be like, oh, who's the new hire?
Right.
I don't know anything about her.
I know.
So we understand your situation here. You're a new manager. You're not going to do anything, obviously. You're happily married. You just, for whatever reason, are not comfortable around this new hire, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, it's understandable, because you're protecting your marriage, your career.
Yeah,
and
all good
this...
things to protect.
Yeah, very good.
Okay,
okay, Ben, stay tuned. 888-410-1057. Any advice for Ben, new manager in town, okay? And he wants to keep it that way. 888-410-1057. Okay, I mean, I know it's a problem I've never heard of before. That,
thanks.
You know, I don't manage you. I don't have to worry about that.
Can.
Who could? Is it? So what would you say to Ben? Okay, so he has admitted that he gets all goofy around this woman.
He needs to stop it.
Right? And but he's supposed to spend time with her and show her the ropes, so to speak, and he doesn't want to. He feels very awkward. I mean, is that bad?
He needs to figure out how to get over it. Can he do that?
Yeah.
There are a couple of ways.
Okay. Well, 888-410-1057 for Ben. He wants to tell the boss that he doesn't want to manage this new hire because she's too attractive. Hey, 888, could be a worse problem.
She's a smoke show, as Bob would say.
I would not ever say that. No. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Morning Courts in session, 7:53. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian helping out. Ben out. He's just being honest. And maybe, you know, brutally honest. He can't seem to manage a new hire that he says is just too attractive. She's distractive. How about
she's
that?
She's distractive. Look at you coming up
like
with
that?
New and somewhat questionable terms.
No, I think that's clever. I thought it was pretty clever.
She's
so attractive, she's distractive to his job.
Yeah.
You want to take a call from Christina?
Yeah, I do. I do. Please, for the love of God.
Christina, let's help Ben out. What do you say?
I think if he can't handle this problem, he's probably not fit for a management role. Honestly.
I like it.
He's a new manager. Maybe it's just he's not cut out for it.
He's in a professional environment. I mean, is he telling me he can only manage people who he doesn't find attractive? I mean, there's always going to be someone attractive. You can't let it get in the way of your job.
You know, that's something you should think about. Because some people, I don't want to be in management. I did it.
Yeah.
I'm out of it.
Why am I not surprised?
I like just managing myself.
Oh, she's too distractive. I think we're going to have to fire her.
No, I wouldn't say it. Christina.
No, you wouldn't out loud.
Christina, I'm not on trial today, just to refresh everybody's memory. It's Ben, and he's not on trial either, but you did bring up a good point.
Yes.
Maybe he's not management material. Maybe he's not cut out for it.
Yep. He has to ask himself that question.
That's a good question. He should ask that. And I know he's listening. So Ben has to be honest with himself.
He should not go to his boss with this issue.
That's what I was going to ask.
It will not be a good look.
Yeah.
No, that's not a good look.
Definitely not.
No. She would then say to him, maybe you're not cut out for management.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Ben.
Thank you, Christina. You have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye now. Oh, boy. Mama June checking in.
Okay.
What do you say, Mama June?
One, did he feel like that for his wife, and how did he get over it? And two, picture eating a hot dog at the movies. Maybe he'll get over it.
Well, that's a callback to our earlier segment on the show.
Yeah,
so that's all he has to do. Picture eating a hot dog at the movies.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's funny. My mom is June. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. Right, hey, thank you for my birthday wish last week.
Oh, you're welcome.
We gave you a birthday wish?
Yeah. How do you email people?
Yeah, you sent the little thing that
that we do.
The video was adorable.
I thought it was adorable. Thank you.
Yeah.
How'd you like that, Mama June? Well, happy birthday.
Good Mama June.
Okay. Bye, Mama June. All right, Don, you're on. What do you say to our guy Ben today?
Well, having been a manager for 35 years, I can tell you that if he goes to his boss, he probably loses his job. I mean, when it comes to management, he's got to get more mature about, you know, what he's doing rather than let her cost him his job.
Yeah, there's some maturity there.
I have a question. In the 35 years that you were managing people, did you ever manage somebody you thought was so attractive it was distracting?
Distractive.
No, I never met. Yeah, I did manage people that were good looking because I ran a nursing home and a hospital, but I never let that get in the way of managing people.
The nurses were attractive. I see. Okay.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to Janice from Middleborough. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. The sun's shining. It's a beautiful day.
It really is a beautiful day. Nice.
That's
finally
great.
So, Janice, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm retired from mortgage banking, so I'm enjoying a lot of me time.
Love it. Janice, yes. What was the highest interest rate you ever saw back in the day?
Oh, well, I only did mortgages for 5 years, so okay. It wasn't too bad. Not like back in the 80s when it was 15%.
Crazy. Yeah. But the houses were cheaper, so it all
works out, doesn't
okay.
it?
All right. So, Janice, let's see if we can get you $1,000. You know how it works.
All
if
right.
you get all 10 of these questions correct, that's what you're going to get. Remember, if you're not sure, be quick. Say pass. If there's room on the clock or if there's time, we'll get back to it. Janice, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What is 3 plus 12?
15.
What city is known as the Big Apple?
New York.
How many ounces in a cup?
8.
What beer is known as the champagne of beers?
Michelob.
What English town is famous for its salts?
Pass.
What female duo drove off the side of a cliff in a Ford Thunderbird?
Thelma and Louise.
What is the name for Germany's high-speed highway?
Pass.
What company has a mascot called Poppin' Fresh?
Pillsbury.
In which hemisphere can penguins be found?
Southern.
What do you have if you're suffering from circadian dysrhythmia?
17-year itch.
That's funny.
I like that answer. Points for making me smile.
I think she was thinking cicadas.
Right, yes. 17. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a context years. Clue. I give you a couple good. Of points for that.
Yeah.
But it's not right.
But it's not right. Okay. Janice, you got 6 correct. You passed on a couple, missed a couple. Here's how it went for you.
Okay. Champagne of beers, Miller High Life. The English town famous for its salts, Epsom.
You knew that. Epsom salts. You're soaking in it.
Yeah. Germany's high-speed highways, the Autobahn. And what do you have if you're suffering from circadian dysrhythmia? Jet lag.
Fancy name for jet lag.
Now I know.
Now yes. you know, see?
Yeah. Okay.
Positive player.
Hey, Janice, you're a lot of fun. And you didn't get $1,000, but you did get a $100 gift card to Bertucci's.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
What is better than those rolls at Bertucci's? When they bring those out, popping fresh?
Oh, you're right.
Nate Pillsbury.
I ordered just those to go.
I'm telling you.
Oh, I know. That's a good idea. Mm.
Well, you got $100 to spend any way you want, okay? Hey, maybe you'll try the Big Poppy Pizza and bundle to benefit the David Ortiz Children's Fund now at all Bertucci's. You can order at Bertucci's.com. Thank you, Janice. Have a great day. We appreciate you listening, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very nice. This is so nice.
I know.
Hey, we were told yesterday that our home version of the game for Super Smart is huge.
Yeah.
People love it.
Right?
Who knew? Well, I didn't know. I always thought it would be good.
You loved it.
I love it.
But you're a trendsetter, Bob.
Thank you, LBF. Yes, I am. So people are playing it. They're loving it. And it also kind of tells you if you're super smart.
Yes, it does.
Right? We'll literally tell you. Mm-hmm. So play the home version of the game at WROR.com. Sign up to play. We could be calling you to play some morning soon. Okay, Brian, how are the roads?
80s.
and more.
105.7 WROR.
ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, Morning Court's in session. We talked to Ben a little bit ago. His dilemma is, well, he's got a new hire that he's too nervous to manage. Because
yep.
She's so attractive, she's distractive. Here's Ben.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? New word.
Yeah. Can't wait
so
to
I've
use
been
it.
Married for a few years now and happily. I love my wife. So I need some advice of how I can tell my boss that the new hire is too attractive for me to manage. But I just cannot concentrate when the new hire's around. Like, I get nervous and sweaty and lose my train of thought. Something comes over me. I just don't know what.
Okay. So we've had a lot of calls, and most have been for Ben, get over it, right?
Yeah.
It's not fair to the new hire that you're nervous and you don't want to manage her, and you know she gets passed down the river, so to speak. That's not good, right?
Right.
So most folks have been saying you got to get used to it, or maybe you're not cut out for management. So let's see. Jen, what do you want to say to Ben?
I just want to let Ben know that as a young female who works in, you know, as a manager and who has been managed, that he just needs to realize these are his own insecurities to process, that she's a woman, not a girl, and that he just needs to get over his problem.
Just get over it. Maybe if they spend time together, he'll find that
she's horrifying. That she orders hot dogs at movie theaters.
No, but Jen, if he's secure enough in his marriage and if he wants to grow professionally, he needs to just find a way to deal with his own insecurity.
So you say don't go to the boss, just deal with it yourself.
I'm saying that he shouldn't go to a female boss and express that he has a problem managing a female employee.
Yeah, that's trouble.
That is trouble. Guys, even Bob knows that.
No, I would
never.
Nope. Thank
but
you, Jen.
I wish him luck. You're welcome.
Yeah, wish him luck.
I wish him luck.
Yeah, he's just calling for some help. That's all. Okay, Emma, what do you say to our friend Ben today?
I think that Ben needs to get over it. She's an attractive woman. That doesn't make her unable to do her work. It sounds like a him problem, mm-hmm. not a her problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe look at her. He's married. I don't know if he has kids. Maybe look at her as if she's a daughter, because she's someone's daughter.
Right.
And her appearance shouldn't matter in the work environment.
Yeah. I think he knows all that, but he's just being brutally honest. You know what I mean? He's just saying, guys, this is, I don't know what to do because I act like a teenager around her. He gets
right.
all flustered, mm-hmm. you know?
But he's not a teenager. He's an adult.
Yeah.
And he should be
so
able
go
to
ahead.
Those
Tell
feelings
Ben what to
aside.
Do, Emma. What should he do? Get over it?
Get over it. Push those feelings aside. This is the work environment. Her appearance shouldn't matter.
There it is. Emma's just telling it the way it is.
Yep.
I mean, it is. That's, you know, the work office in 2021, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
It's 2021. This is what you should be calling in and telling people on the air that you can't focus because she's too pretty.
Yeah.
It's great that she's too pretty, but you're an adult. It's a workplace.
There it is.
You need to be able to push those feelings aside, or maybe you shouldn't be in that position.
Right.
Dang, maybe
I like
she
it.
Should be. Thank
right.
you, Emma. Good call.
You're welcome.
Okay,
have a great day.
Just tell them like
too.
It is. Okay, let's take our next caller up there. Vinny, what do you want to say to Ben?
Yes, I just wanted to say, you know, in this day and age, you're going to kind of have to get used to it. And I understand she's a very, very attractive woman, but you're going to be working, if he is a younger guy, he's going to be working with a lot of younger, attractive women.
He's got to get used to it. Wow, what a tough thing. Poor guy.
Yeah,
right? I mean come on, right, Vinny?
The way it is. I was one time I worked with a woman who was voted one of the most beautiful women in Boston, and
uh-huh.
it just
she doesn't recall you.
It's you just got to kind of get
you,
used
you
to
get
it.
You get used to it, Vinny.
Yeah, you
worked
get
the
used
hottest
to
woman
it.
In Boston.
Yeah,
you just
right.
had used to it. All right, Vinny, we're going to run. Good morning, Neil. What do you any advice for Ben today?
Yeah, I say, you know, when you're like somebody, you sort of look at them through rose-colored glasses, but, you know, you got to use your imagination, you know.
Mm-hmm.
what if she, you gotta say, like, what if she, I don't know, has nasty feet or something? Or,
you know
what? If she, like,
it's a good idea. Like, convince yourself that she's totally gross.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. You
don't picture
know.
Her in her
really
underwear,
unattractive.
Like the, you know, don't do that.
No, don't do that, Bob.
Remember the Brady Bunch?
Yeah. Yep.
Remember
that's
that?
When you're, yeah, that's when you're afraid.
Oh, when you're afraid.
When you're afraid, you do that.
Okay.
When you're attracted, you think of, like, just.
Bad
yeah.
feet.
Bad feet is a good start.
I like what you're thinking. Okay. Oh, that's right. Brady Bunch was, they were nervous speeches. Wasn't, that's right. Okay, got it. All right. Would you like to speak to a lawyer?
No, I wouldn't.
You sure?
Yeah, yes. Do we have a lawyer?
Yes, we do.
Oh, great.
Dan, thanks for playing along.
Yeah, that's right, though. Dan is an attorney.
Oh,
barrister.
Right.
Gotcha. Dan, what do you have to say about the situation?
Well, as soon as I heard about it, immediately I start looking at a legal perspective. This discrimination right off the bat. This person even brings that up to his boss. He should get terminated for that. If the bosses don't do anything about it and they actually terminate him, this person came to me. There's no doubt about it. I would file a complaint immediately because everything about this is discrimination. Mm-hmm. If this person can't handle managing under the situation, then he shouldn't be a manager. And quite honestly, I even would question whether he should be an employee in general around people if he can't handle being around a woman without having sexual thoughts and urges going through his mind.
Dan, well, listen.
Discrimination all the way.
Yeah, no, it would be. We know that. And he's new at management, so he just kind of reached out.
He's new at life.
New at life.
Yeah.
So he might not be management material.
In weeks. Yeah. Hopefully he hears what I'm saying and wakes up and just keeps his mouth shut and I guess just realizes. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying that for his own sake.
No.
Right.
That,
no,
that's
I.
It.
Hey. Yeah.
Great. You know, he needs to figure it out.
So. He does.
Therapy. He could go to therapy.
Yep. Right. Or just, you know.
That could definitely be part of it.
Not manage. But thank you, Dan. That's it. You
no
know,
problem.
That's
take care.
I guess we have a house lawyer now. That's great.
I like that.
All right, Dan. Anytime
we use it.
Yeah. Let me know if you're ever uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 8:34.
You'll be the first to find out.
After Dan.
Yeah. good old Dan. Dan. Okay. So, LBF?
Yes.
Would you like to do some dirty laundry?
Sure.
What do you got?
Well, I'm going to play you a clip of the song that I think should be played at Bennifer's wedding.
Yeah, okay. All right. Look.
And if you don't let me, I'm calling Dan.
Okay. But go back to Ben. Look, I appreciate him calling.
Yeah.
You know, because he was just, like I said, being honest. I don't want him to feel like he's in trouble.
No.
He just had a weird situation that he... has never learned dealt with. I bet he got a lot of answers today.
Listen, the right? first step is talking about it.
He came to the right place.
Yes.
I mean, you know, so now
he did.
He's got his, I think he's got a plan.
He learned a new word.
If that word is?
Distractive.
When you're so attractive, you're distracting.
That's a Bob Bronson dictionary word. We'll be selling those later on this year for Christmas.
I think it's a hot seller. I'm going to go home today. If I can't get anything done, I'll... Okay. Honey, you're too distracted.
Yes, it's all right. I can't get anything done.
Maybe tomorrow. Okay, so here's Aerosmith, 8:35. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Aerosmith, it's 8:39. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Let's go in the laundry, Ben. There's a lot happening. We got Ben, we got Jen... Right?
Yep, we are bringing it all. This is brought to you by Spring Meadow Nursery. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Jennifer Lopez. But before I get to that, I just need to say rest in peace to Norman Floyd, who was an actor for like 80, 90 years. No, 100 years. Like, I mean, he was an actor. He was 106 years old.
You might not know his name, but you know his face.
You will.
Right?
So he was 106 years old. He died 2 days ago. He's like the history of Hollywood. He worked from everybody from Charlie Chaplin, Orson Welles, Alfred Hitchcock, to like Judd Apatow. His last role was as one of the nursing home guys in Trainwreck. And he was so funny. And he was like, I don't know, it's pretty amazing. He was in Dead Poets Society, Saint Elsewhere for many years.
He was Dr.
Auschlander.
Auschlander. and staying elsewhere.
Yeah, he had an incredible career, and he kind of had an incredible end-of-life situation. He just celebrated in November his 106th birthday. There was a video on YouTube celebrating it, and then he died in his sleep. So,
see, I don't want to go like that.
I know.
Don't you want to say goodbye?
You want to go kicking and screaming?
Right, probably will.
You want to go like, we'll be right back after this break?
I just want to be able to go, hey, say goodbye. It's been fun. And, you know, toodles.
Toodles.
Yeah.
What were his last words? Toodles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd rather go in your sleep, eh?
No. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to go. I'm like hoping for like, you know,
kicking
that.
Kicking and screaming. Okay,
yes. Yeah, all right. So Matt Damon weighed in on the Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Are they or aren't they back together? And here's what he had to say on the Today Show when they confronted him with this new situation.
There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that.
All right. Should we let him off the hook?
I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
I guess the way he looked, he kind of had a little twinkle in his eye. It looks like maybe he knows more, a little more than he's letting on, and that he's like, hey, this is happening.
I'd say so.
They're BFFs. Anyway, at first I was really upset about Ben and Jen getting back together because I thought, why are you doing this? You knew you guys didn't like each other. You broke up for a reason 17 years ago. Why do this to each other?
Why'd they break up? Was it because of his
fame?
His fame.
Fame. Just the fame.
His party ways.
Maybe, but I think just it was too much, and they just couldn't make it work.
Okay.
And then I felt bad, but then I was driving home yesterday thinking about Ben and Jen, and I heard this song, and I was like, oh my God, this should be playing at their wedding, and I think it should, because it's about people getting back together, and you think it should, and I'm playing you one clip, and tell me if you agree. Oh, ready?
Gosh.
Go.
Oh my, no. Look,
no.
Delilah, no.
I know it's a Delilah. It's a wedding song. What do you want from me? I'm not playing it for real, like as a song. It's just a clip.
Cher and Peter Cetera.
Yes, it's about getting back
together.
Need
I say more?
Wow. I bet you a lot of people played that song at their wedding.
I am glad I don't carpool with you.
Right? Man.
I can't believe you guys
I thought
like
you'd be excited.
Song.
This was number one on this date back in 84. Your boy, Lionel.
Oh. Hello.
Yeah.
I can be excited about both songs.
Is it me you're looking for?
Number one, 1984
that
today.
That could be their wedding song, too. Okay. Get it? Like, are you looking for me
these
years?
Hello and after all. Wow.
I don't have a lot to think about these days. Just thinking about Ben and Jen.
I always used to play the last song at weddings.
What was it?
It was always, Na Na, Hey Hey, Goodbye.
Oh.
Na 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 na.
Yeah, I know it.
Na 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 na.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, hey. And I'd be packing up. That's like,
see you later.
I'd be whistling while I packed.
I bet you I would be packing up if I played that song by Pizza Terra and Cher.
Yes,
but
you would.
They would probably fire me.
Early, very early.
Go.
Okay. Anyway, thanks, LBF.
No problem.
Good stuff in the laundry today.
I know.
It's going to be a sunny in 66, so not bad at all. Brian, how are the roads today? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. George Harrison. Got my mind set on you. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 856. So there's this guy here has pretty clever. This is a phone call to his wife. See if you can figure out what's going on here, okay?
Okay.
Hey, babe. Yep, that's coming along real good. Got a little bit more time left on it. You're welcome. I know. All right, well, let me get back to work so I can get finished. I love you too. Bye.
What do you think's going on there?
What do I think is going on? I think that a guy's talking to his wife while he's at work.
Okay, you're wrong. That's a guy who is super clever. He told his wife that he was going to help a friend with his fence. Putting up a fence.
Okay.
What he's actually doing there is he's got a hand drill and a piece of wood that whenever the wife calls, he just drills away.
Hey, babe.
Yep. Just sitting there.
Coming along real good.
Yeah.
Got a little bit more time left on it. You're welcome. I know. All right. Yep. Let me get back to work.
He's a lying monster.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
He's probably
got
a cold
up.
Beer going there.
Oh my God.
Some snacks.
I feel like.
Yeah, I'm at my friend's house. I'm helping him put up a fence. Isn't that great?
I don't know. Well, you might think it's great.
I think it's fun.
I'm kind of horrified.
Funny. Well, you know, it's not that serious. It's just, you know, a guy trying to escape the chores for a day.
I feel like Dave may have done that to me before.
I'm telling you. Are you going to question it? You hear the power drill?
Yeah, you would never.
He's too busy.
Yeah.
I don't have time to talk. I got another
thing. That's just busy typing. And I got to go, babe. The phone's ringing. It's just a recording.
See, you could do it, too.
We're on perfect. To you, fellas. We're on it. To you.
I didn't mean to peel the curtain back then. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Right. Now you're in trouble.
Now I'm in trouble. There we go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.